does that trickle down effect perhaps improve your team quickly because you have some more significant, better players in your bottom six? Or is it way too hard to read the tea leaves at this point?
Yeah, the trickle-down effect is interesting because Nick Ehlers has had a great year. But statistically, his numbers aren't anything to be excited about. So these young skilled players that you put in your lineup aren't necessarily going to produce big enough numbers for the guy that you're pushing down to the fourth line and say, yeah, well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. You know, and that fourth line guy or that third line winger might be a bigger, stronger, better man. And on that any given night, he may actually help you win more than the kid will. But your eye is for 2 months from now, 6 months. We look at Nicky. This guy went 3 months, didn't put up any numbers, which was good because I didn't get asked too much about that. And I'm worried about the kid at this point, about what happens when he starts getting the mics in his face. How come you're not producing? How come you're not scoring? So we got through that stretch, and then, you know, prior to his injury, he looked like a completely different player. Now you've seen he's three quarters of the way into his season. He gets the game a lot better. He's skating. His early on it was, you know, two games out of five where he looked like he was skating well. Now it's three out of four, and so it goes back to your question earlier. That's what I want to find out about these guys. Is he an everyday guy in the NHL and how they fit in? So you got to be a little careful about saying that your team is better when you put these skilled kids in. It's better in the future, but like you said earlier, you know, Connor McDavid's not getting the Edmonton Oilers to the playoffs this year. They may pick first overall, and that guy's a heck of a player.